Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you, and we have a special guest with us today, Phil Diani. This is our podcast number 36. Today's topic is spiritual disciplines. We'll get into that in a minute, but first, Phil, tell the people who you are and what you do for the kingdom here at Grace.
Okay, so I am a co-leader of a men's morning group that I've been going to for a number of years. And so I get a chance to lead on topic a couple times a month. And we got about, 16 guys that show up pretty regularly.
That's awesome.
And we go year round.
And you also are one of our elders.
I am. Yes, I am.
One of our newly minted elders.
Yes, I am. And I am humbled by that and so grateful for the opportunity and just excited to see what God does.
Awesome. And you come from a long line of church-going folks, right? Your brother was a pastor of a church up the road for 30, 40 years?
30-plus years.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what Vince and I would tell anyone who would listen, like, if you meet a Diani, any of them, they're awesome.
Thank you.
God-fearing, humble servants, and that doesn't happen by accident. So whatever y'all are doing in your family, like, you're getting it done.
Thank you.
So, Phil, today's topic is spiritual disciplines. Tell us a little bit about your spiritual disciplines, maybe the progression over the years, how you've gotten to where you are, and what do you do?
Okay, so... When you gave me the topic, I had to do, really just a little introspective look about us, me personally, and our group. And if I'm going to be transparent, we have not been doing a good job with talking about spiritual disciplines, making sure it's a part of our lives on a regular basis. And I had to take a look and figure out why. Why was that? So, yeah. I think there were, if you were to ask me, there's three things that we would need to change that would be helpful to us. Now, it's a group of guys, so maybe this is just relative to us. But if you're going to ask me, first thing we've got to do is change the name. Okay, spiritual and disciplines. It makes me think I'm going to be taken out in a woodshed and beat with, like, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4 or something. So yeah. I put some thought into that, and I'm like, what if we change the name to, like, Soul Superchargers? All right, that would make me more interested in what you're talking about, wouldn't it? But really, I think, I don't know where we came up with the word spiritual disciplines, but if you were to ask me, I think these are what's described in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, where Paul calls them weapons of warfare.
That's rich.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what those are? Weapons of warfare.
Yeah.
Now, if we call them weapons of warfare, I'm telling you, every guy in my group would go, okay.
Yeah.
What are those about?
Well, we are in war, right? There's a spiritual battle always going on that a lot of us don't pay enough attention to, right?
Yeah.
So how do we win that war, right?
With weapons. With spiritual weapons. And I think the other thing that would be really helpful to us as a group would be to not just change the name, but change our perspective. I used to think that practicing spiritual disciplines was to make God happy with me. Right? If I did all 10 of these, God would like me more or something, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a complete opposite. They're there to make us happy, to change our lives, to make our lives better.
Yeah.
And okay, now I'm even more interested.
And make us more effective for the kingdom.
Right. All right. So that's two. The third one might seem a bit obvious, but we probably ought to know what they are.
Sure.
And if you were to ask me right out of the boot without my little cheat sheet here, I could probably name four of them. So I thought we'd just take a minute and go through them.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay. So there's prayer. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's talking and listening to God, right? Mm-hmm. There's meditation. And the difference with that is between prayer is that's more reflective. Mm-hmm. That's scriptural memorization, right? That's getting it internally to us. Mm-hmm. There's worship. Another one is journaling. Mm-hmm. Another one is solitude. I mean, you think about that is, you know, how often do we find time and a place to be alone, mm-hmm. you know, to just quiet our souls?
Man, almost never, right?
I mean, it's not one of my disciplines.
Yeah.
Rather, the shoot would tell you, it's not one of mine.
And God speaks to us in those times, right?
Yep.
Yes. You know, that's probably one of the best times you can hear God's voice is when your soul is quiet.
Yep.
Giving. Mm-hmm. Another one is confessing, which is basically owning your mistakes and being transparent. And then accountability. Mm-hmm. That's taking responsibility for those mistakes and taking steps to correct them.
Yeah.
All right. So knowing those, really pretty helpful. That's awesome. Do you agree?
Yeah, heck yeah. I think a lot of those are disciplines that we do in our working life. It just seems natural. We're going to take accountability. We're going to get the job done, right? We got a game plan. We have a checklist. And we do those things in our working life. Or we do those things, you know, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you know what you got to do. You do them, right? You're disciplined about it. Yeah. But when it comes to our faith life, our faith journey, it's almost like, well, if we just come to church for an hour, we're good. But are we really? Is that the best we have to offer God is 1 hour a week? So, you know, this, as you guys know, this podcast is for group leaders. And group leaders, like, they got to be ahead of the game, yep. right? If you're going to lead 12 people in your living room to further their and deepen their faith and know more about God and his ways and, you know, the Bible, you got to get after it yourself. Mm-hmm. So, Phil, tell us about discipline. Like, how do you get it done?
Well, I think if you were to ask me, I think there's three steps. Again, I had some time to prepare and think about that. And I think the first step, Kevin and Vince, is you have to do some soul searching. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
You know, how bad do you want it? Mm. I think that's where you really need to start. You know, if you love something, if you absolutely love something or want something really badly, guess what you do? You work at it.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, here's a harsh example, and that would be you're a believer, but your finances are a mess. Your relationships are a mess. Mm-hmm. You're full of fear and doubt, mm-hmm. right? You're plagued by those things. But if you really love golf,
right,
you'll find 4 hours a week yeah. to practice.
Right. Yep.
Right. Think of an Olympic athlete. You know, to make the Olympics, how many hours are they giving up?
Yeah.
Probably practically their entire life spent in the gym or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But to your point, our faith life, is there anything more important?
I would say absolutely not.
Right. So, you know, what can't we carve out 30, 40 minutes, you know, an hour in the morning? Like, that's when I do mine, you know. Vince,
yep.
You probably do too. Like, we got to carve out the time. It's important.
You got to make it a priority. Yep. And I think it starts with some soul searching. If your heart's not in it, you're going to battle that.
Right. Yep. Right.
The other thing I think you need to do is start with the ones you need the most. Okay. That would be if you are struggling with your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go after the giving one. Mm-hmm. If you're struggling with your flesh yanking you around by the nose, mm-hmm. right? And you just go, I can't get control of my flesh. Okay. Go after fasting.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the third step would be incorporate help, you know, and right. just a quick testimony for me. And that was I was struggling with the flesh, putting myself first. And so I'm like, I'm going to go after fasting. And that's one I just really struggled with. I put a text out to my group and go, who wants to fast with me? I got a couple guys jumped on board, and off we went.
There you go. Accountability is real.
Yep.
And it works. All right, group leaders. Man, lots of wisdom from Phil and around spiritual disciplines and just getting after it, right?
Yep.
So our challenge, I guess, to you all is get after it. You know, take a look in the mirror, right? And see where you need to do better and put priorities in the right place. We'll talk to you next week.